Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechas Baba Kama, Daf Nun Hey, the end of the fifth parak, Shor Shenaga Chesapara, and the beginning of the sixth parak, Hakones. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Chanina ben Agil asks Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, why does the word Tov, good, only appear in the second version of the Aseret Sedibros and not in the first? He replied, Ashata Shaleni Lama Namor Behem Tov. Before you ask me why good is mentioned there, Shaleni Im Namor Behem Tov Im Love. Ask me if good is mentioned there or not, because I do not know. He sent him to Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, who quoted Shmuel Bar Nachman's answer, Hoyo v'sofen lishtaber, because they were destined to be shattered, which Rav Ashi explained would indicate Chas v'shalom paskatova miYisrael, heaven forbid goodness is seized from Yisrael. Yeshua said, Haroa tes b'chalomo simen yafalel, if one sees the letter tes in his dream, it's a good sign for him. The Gemara ultimately explains, Hoyo v'pasuk bo kasav v'tova t'chila, because the Torah began using the letter tes for goodness, because its first appearance is when describing light as tov, good. Point number two, Rabbi Yirmiyah told Reish Lakish, Hamarbiya shnei minim shebiyam loka. One who mates two species of the sea incurs malchus. We'll explain that Gzer Shava liminehu liminehu teaches to apply climb to sea creatures. Rachava asked, Hamanik bi'iza v'shibuta mahu, one who leads a wagon by means of a goat and a shibuta fish pulling it, what is the halacha? Do we say that since the goat cannot go into the sea, and the fish cannot go into dry land, he has not done anything prohibited because they are inherently separate, or since they drew the wagon, he violated the climb prohibition? Ravina challenged the possibility of considering this climb because, if so, if one would plant a wheat grain just inside Eretz Yisrael, and a barley grain next to it just outside Eretz Yisrael, could he possibly be chai for climb? The one responds that it's not analogous because outside Eretz Yisrael, climb does not apply whatsoever. Whereas in Rochava's inquiry, both the land and the sea are places of potential climb prohibitions. And point number three, the sixth parak begins, Akonis Tzon Ladir, one who brought a sheep into a shed, v'nal b'fenel kabrui, and locked the opening before it properly, v'yatzva hizika pater, but it escaped, and damaged someone's property, he is pater. If it was not properly locked, he's chayev. A braisa defines a proper locking as, delashi yachol lamud b'ruach matsuya, a door which can withstand a normal wind. This level of protection is considered a shmira pechusa, a lesser guarding. Since the Mishnah is discussing shein and regel, a sheep's damages, for which animals are always mu'ud, Rav Masna says the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis that lesser guarding is adequate to exempt oneself from a mu'ud's damages. The Gemara responds that the Mishnah can be unanimous. Shani shein v'regel de'ator mi'at b'shmira son. Shein and regel are different because the Torah reduced their required guarding. The Gemara quotes Psukim teaching that the damages of a pit, fire, shein, and regor are all exempt with the Shmira Pechusa, a basic guarding. Rabbah supports this interpretation of the Mishnah by pointing out that the Masechta has been consistently discussing oxen, and here switched to sheep because the ruling only applies to shein and regor and not Karen. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabbi Chanina ben Agil asks Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, why does the word tov, good, only appear in the second version of the Aseret Sedibros and not in the first? He replied, Ashata Shaleni Lama Namor Behem Tov. Before you ask me why good is mentioned there, Shaleni Im Namor Behem Tov Im Love. Ask me if good is mentioned there or not, because I do not know. He sent him to Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, who quoted Shmuel Bar Nachman's answer, Hoyo v'sofen lishtaber, because they were destined to be shattered, which Rav Ashi explained would indicate Chas v'shalom paskatova miYisrael, heaven forbid goodness is seized from Yisrael. Yeshua said, Haroa tes b'chalomo simen yafalel, if one sees the letter tes in his dream, it's a good sign for him. The Gemara ultimately explains, Hoyo v'pasuk bo kasav v'tova t'chila, because the Torah began using the letter tes for goodness, because its first appearance is when describing light as tov, good. Point number two, Rabbi Yirmiyah told Reish Lakish, Hamarbiya shnei minim shebiyam loka, one who mates two species of the sea incurs malchus. We'll explain that Gzer Shava liminehu liminehu teaches to apply climb to sea creatures. Rachava asked, Hamanik bi'iza v'shibuta mahu, one who leads a wagon by means of a goat and a shibuta fish pulling it, what is the halacha? Do we say that since the goat cannot go into the sea and the fish cannot go into dry land, he has not done anything prohibited because they are inherently separate, or since they drew the wagon, he violated the climb prohibition? Ravina challenged the possibility of considering this climb because, if so, if one would plant a wheat grain just inside Eretz Yisrael and a barley grain next to it just outside Eretz Yisrael, could he possibly be chai for climb? The one responds that it's not analogous because outside Eretz Yisrael, climb does not apply whatsoever. whereas in Rochava's inquiry, both the land and the sea are places of potential climb prohibitions. And point number three, the sixth parak begins, Akonis Tzon Ladir, one who brought his sheep into a shed, and locked the opening before it properly, but it escaped and damaged someone's property, he is pater. If it was not properly locked, he's chayev. A brisa defines a proper locking as a door which can withstand a normal wind. This level of protection is considered a shmira pechusa, a lesser guarding. Since the Mishnah is discussing shein and regel, a sheep's damages, for which animals are always mu'ud, Rav Masna says the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis that lesser guarding is adequate to exempt oneself from a mu'ud's damages. The Gemara responds that the Mishnah can be unanimous. Shani shein v'regel de'ator mi'at v'shmira son. Shein and regel are different because the Torah reduced their required guarding. The Gemara quotes Psukim teaching that the damages of a pit, fire, shein, and regel are all exempt with the shmira pechusa, a basic guarding. Rabbah supports this interpretation of the Mishnah by pointing out that the Masechta has been consistently discussing oxen, and here switched to sheep because the ruling only applies to Shein and Regel, and not Karen. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Hey, and way back in Masechta's Brachas, we had a Choose the Siman contest where members were offered the opportunity to suggest simanim that would be used for Zichru as we move forward through Shas, and the Siman from Nun Hey was suggested to us by Naftali Golombek from Brooklyn, as well as Mordechai Kornbluth from Boston. They both suggested that Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchoshnios, was posted along the road where a man was leading a wagon with a goat and a shibuta fish pulling it, right next to an enclosure where a sheep that was locked in with a shmira pechusa managed to escape. Once again, it's a motion. The speed limit sign, that Masmuran Duff Nun Hey, 55. The speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchoshnios, which reminds us Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai quoted Shmuel Bar Nachman, who explained the reason why the word Tov is not mentioned in the first Aseres Hadibros, Oil B'Sof and Lishtaber, because they were destined to be shattered, which Rav Ashi explained would indicate Chas V'Shalom Paska Tovim Yisrael, heaven forbid goodness has ceased from Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua said, Aro Tes B'Cholomo Simon Yafalo, if one sees the letter Tes in his dream, it's a good sign for him. The Gemara ultimately explains, Hoyo Pasuk Bo Kasav Tova Tchila, because the Torah began using the letter Tes for goodness, because its first appearance is when describing light as Tov, good. So the speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchoshnios, was posted along the road where a man was leading a wagon with a goat and shibuta fish pulling it, which reminds us, Rochava asked, Amanik Be'izo V'shibuta Mahu, one who leads a wagon by means of a goat and a shibuta fish pulling it, what is the halacha? Do we say that since the goat cannot go into the sea and the fish cannot go into dry land, he has not done anything prohibited because they are inherently separate and he's not over on climb? Or, since they drew the wagon, he violated the climb prohibition. So the speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchoshnios, was posted along the road where a man was leading a wagon with a goat and shibuta fish pulling it, right next to an enclosure where a sheep that was locked in with a shmir bechusa managed to escape. Which reminds us, the sixth parak begins, Hakonis Tzon Ladir, one who brought a sheep into a shed, and locked the opening before properly, but it escaped and damaged someone's property, he's pater. If it was not properly locked, he's chayev. A braisa defines a shmir bechusa, a proper locking, as delas sheyachol lamod beruach matsuya, a door which can withstand a normal wind. This level of protection is considered shmir bechusa, lesser guarding. So once again, the speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchoshnios, was posted along the road where a man was leading a wagon with a goat and shibuta fish pulling it, right next to an enclosure where a sheep that was locked in with a shmir bechusa managed to escape. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daphne and Olive. So the simmer Daphne and Olive is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The four tefach beaver, that must be run Daphne and Olive. Gnaw. The four tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a six tefach boar, which reminds Gemara, it's an incident where an ox fell into a ditch which was 10 tefachim deep. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Nachman agrees that a fall of 10 tefachim is required, but reason that since an animal's abdomen is 4 tefachim above the ground and the ditch was 6 tefachim deep, it emerges that the animal fell 10 tefachim into the ditch. The Mishnah, which holds the digger responsible for an animal's death only at a depth of 10 tefachim, is where the ox was lying down and rolled into the pit and didn't fall more than the depth of the pit. So the four tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a six tefach boar saw his beaver friend fall into a three tefach boar that three different people had dug, which reminds us, the Braisa teaches that one dug a pit 10 tefachim, and another one deepens it to 20 tefachim, and a third person deepens it to 30, they are jointly liable for its damages. So the four tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a six tefach boar saw his beaver friend fall into a 30 tefach boar that three different people had dug, that the second partner of the boar failed to cover, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught regarding a boar of two partners that if one passed by it and didn't cover it, then the second one passed by it and didn't cover it, the second person is liable. The Gemara asks, when it becomes the second person's responsibility, and two opinions are given. Number one, he's exempt when he left the second person using the pit, or number two, where he hands over its cover to the second person. The Gemara clarifies that it's a Machlokes Tanaim, which centers around Breira. Daf Nun Beis, so the Simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, on his way to do a mitzvah, and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kisahu HaRishon, if the first partner of a boar covered it, and the second came and found it uncovered, Hasheni Chayev, the second one is Chayev. The Gemara asks, until when is the first partner exempt? And three opinions are given, one being that Shmuel says, it's until enough time passes for people to inform him the pit is uncovered, even if he did not see it himself. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case where a cover is strong enough for oxen, but not for camels, which was weakened by camels, and then oxen fell in. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, and that it had become quite wormy, which reminds us, the question was asked, even where camels are common, but they didn't come, basically masocho, rather became wormy from within, do we say, migudahavi poshe etzel gamalim, since he was negligent regarding damaging of the cover by camels, havi poshe nami glinin hasra, he's also considered negligent regarding it becoming wormy, or dima lo amrinu migu, or perhaps we don't say migu. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, which reminds us, we have a Makos Rav and Shmuel, whether one is chayiv if an ox falls backwards into a pit due to the sound of digging. Rav says he's not, since it died from the impact, not from the hevel, the foul air. Shmuel says he is chayiv because one is chayiv mishum hevel of a koshekhen chavato, for the foul air, and all the more so for the impact. So the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay half, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if an ox pushed another into a pit, the rabban say the ox's owner is chayiv, but the pit's owner is patur, since it was pushed into the pit. Rav Nassan says the ox's owner pays half, and the pit's owner pays the other half, because he holds kol hekadilah efshel ishtalumi mahai, mishtalim mahai. Wherever it's impossible to collect payment from one damaging party, he can collect from the other. He considers the pit's owner chayiv, although the animal was pushed in, and must pay for any amount not covered by the ox's owner. So the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay a half, while man and ox together pushed the person into another pit, which reminds us, Rav has said, Shorva Adam Shadachav Labor, if an ox and a person push someone or something into a pit, when you nizak and kun chayavin, regarding damages to a person or animal, they are all chay, because he follows Rabbi Nassan that a pit's owner is responsible even where a victim is pushed into his boar. Only the person is liable for dal dvarim, the four payments added for a person harming another person, as well as the mevlados. Only the ox's owner is liable for kofar and the three shkalim paid for killing a slave. Daf Nun Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Nun Dalad is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef, who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for his ceramic noodle balls. Noodle balls? Pasta chef? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Dalad. The pasta chef, who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for his ceramic noodle balls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit, while carrying them, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amun Aleph taught that if Kalim fell into a bor and broke, the bor's owner is punter. This disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds one is chayav for Kalim damage in a bor. The Rabban Darshan v'nafal shama shor or chamor, and an ox or donkey shall fall into a teaching, shor below Adam, he's chayav for an ox, but not a person, chamor below Kalim, and for a donkey, not for Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda darshans the extra word O to include liability for Kalim. So the pasta chef who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for his ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, also saw his short pikeach about to fall in, who should have been careful examining the path, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Nafal Asocho Shor Ben Das Pater. If a short pikeach, an intelligent ox, fell into the pit, the owner of the boar is Pater. Rav explains the reason, the boile ayune amazel, because the ox should have examined its path as it walked, and its falling into the boar is not considered the negligence of the pit's owner. So the pasta chef who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, also saw his short pikeach about to fall in, who should have been careful examining the path, instead of being engrossed in a sefer about the 8 halachos that apply to all animals and fowl, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Echad Shor Ve'Echad Kol Behemah. The same didn't apply whether it's an ox or any animal regarding 8 halachos, and it also applies to birds and wild animals. The Torah wrote specific animals in these places, Shedibra Kasa Behovah, because the Torah spoke about common cases. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pal quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step to discuss when a boar of two partners becomes the second partner's responsibility? That's on Daf. None of. Good. Number 2. Which step do you learn if the first partner of a boar covered the boar and then the second partner found it uncovered? Until when is the first partner exempt? That's on Daf. None base. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn why Tova only appears in the second version of the Aseret Dibros and the meaning of seeing a tess in a dream? That's on Daf. None hey. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we have machlokes whether an owner of a boar has to pay if a cow falls in backwards from the sound of digging? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss a climb of sea creatures and a wagon pulled together by a goat and a fish? That's on Daf. Nun hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss whether a gioris married to a ger that died receives dmei vlados for an injury that occurred after his passing? That's on Daf. Mem tes. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss if boar's liable mishum hevlo or chavato, its foul air, or from the impact? That's on Daf. Nun. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we discuss what to do with the mashkun of a ger? That's on Daf. Memtesk. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss what is considered shmir b'chusa, the requisite shmira for shein v'regel? That's on Daf. Nun hey. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss about kalim damages in a boar? That's on Daf. Nun dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.